Do you like feeling good? Well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Positive Thinking, the podcast created to uplift and encourage you while giving practical tools to keep Christ at the center of your life. Like a painter dips his paintbrush in vibrant colors to color a painting, you can come here to be reminded that you are redeemed, filling your world with a kaleidoscope of biblical principles. Here to bless you, welcome your host, an author, retired naval officer, CEO, and Christ follower, Mrs. Colorful Day herself, Jasmine Baker.
Hey there, you guys. This is Dr. Baker, and I'm excited to pop on today to talk with you about your relaunch. Your relaunch. Today's title is called Your Relaunch. I'm not even going to be on here long. I just want to talk to those people who have found themselves in a place that they want to rebrand themselves. They want to reinvent themselves. Matter of fact, they want to reimagine their future. That is who I'm talking to on today. Those that may found themselves in a place where they have to make a decision from an old job to a new job, a decision coming out of a bad marriage, going into a new relationship. Maybe it's a decision where you're reconnecting with old relationships. Maybe it's children that you didn't get to connect with and now you're reconnecting with. Maybe it's family members. Maybe it's a new job opportunity. I don't know. But today I want to talk with you about your relaunch. I was laying down last night in such a deep sleep and the Lord just began to speak to me very clear. And he began to tell me what I had already tried to do in him. You know, things that I have started businesses. You guys know I have Positive Thinking Podcasts here on Apple. And then I also have Positive Thinking Podcasts on YouTube as a YouTube channel. And then I also have Positive Thinking Podcasts that launches different branding areas, such as my books. You know, I'm a published author. I have a set of business books, which are Positive Thinking Podcast business books that cover all areas of business. I'm saying like that's a series of 12 different books, from podcasting to writing a book to writing a grant to starting a small business, starting a nonprofit, anything that you could think of that is covered in my Positive Thinking Podcast book series. And then I have a set of recipe books where I talk about making different types of smoothies to doing things in the air fryer, all different types of things. And then even down to the fact that education, which is those that want to get a doctoral degree, I'm there to provide mentorship for them with my book called The Difference Between a Doctorate Degree and a PhD. I mean, when I say I've touched all areas, you guys, I've touched all areas. And I was talking with God as he began to speak to me by way of his Holy Spirit. And he said, relaunch. Relaunch. Now, I had been in a rut for a while. And when I say a rut, I was just in that place where I was like, okay, Lord, I've done everything that you've asked me to do. You've told me to write books. I wrote books. You told me to broadcast on a podcast. I did that. You told me to start an app. Yes, I even have an app, Positive Thinking Podcast app. And I've done it all, God. And I have not seen what you have showed me in visions that you want me to accomplish. And what I mean by that is I was wanting those areas to flourish more than they did. Come on now. I know somebody out there will understand me when I say this. There's things that you've done, areas that you've launched in, and you're trying to figure out, Lord, where is the growth in that particular area? Lord, I did what you told me to do, and where is the profits from that area? Where are the followers? God, where is my tribe? Where is my tribe? That is all you really want when you're going into this new job, when you're going into this new relationship. You're trying to figure out, Lord, where do I fit? Where at in this huge puzzle of life do I fit? Lord, show me. And the Lord began to speak to me. He said, relaunch, relaunch. And remember I said when he was speaking to me in the vision, it was very clear. He would begin to tell me about everything that I already did. He was like, yeah, the Lord has given you multiple businesses, but relaunch. He needs you to relaunch. He's telling me to relaunch. And I said, you know what? I was so on fire when I woke up this morning as I spent time with him. And I was just pouring my heart and my soul out to him. Y'all, I'm saying when I poured my heart and my soul out to him, I was crying sitting here on my patio just saying, Lord, you know, what do you want me to do? I've done everything. I've exhausted all means. I've poured finances into these areas, and you're saying to relaunch. I need somebody out there to stop for a minute and listen to what I'm saying. What do you do when the Lord says relaunch and you feel like you've done all that he's already told you to do? And you're at a place where you're feeling discouraged. You're at a place where you're like, you know what? I don't even know if I have any more finances, Lord, to relaunch this thing. What are you talking about? Relaunch. I've been walking with you. I've been doing this for years and years and years. And now you're saying to relaunch. Come on now. I know that there will come this point in time in your life when you have to relaunch. That's why I said today's title is your relaunch. It's my relaunch. It's my followers' relaunch. Guys, we are relaunching on today. Today is a new day. The Lord is saying, redo that thing again. Rebuild it now. Sometimes there comes a point in your life, and I'm not even going to be on here long. I'm almost done. Where you have gotten to a place where you feel discouraged. You have gotten to a place where you poured your heart into something and you didn't see the return that you thought you were supposed to see. But how many of you know that the Lord has a timing for everything in your life? And when you're doing what he's called you to do, and I'm not saying you're just doing great ideas. I'm saying he's giving you a God idea and you begin to follow that idea. And you did it and you developed it and you stuck with it. And I'm not saying just for a few months, I'm saying for years, y'all. I've been at this for years doing what God has told me to do. And I haven't seen a return on the investment. But how many of you know that your work with God is never in vain? Sometimes we look for a return in tangible things like finances, you know, and more followers. But how many of you know that the return on the things that God tells you to do, it's no way to describe it. Sometimes you are getting a return, but he just has not allowed you to see it yet because he's testing your commitment. I need you to stay with me on this podcast on today. Sometimes he's testing you to see how committed you are to this thing. Will you pour your finances in it when you don't see a return? Will you have faith? It's a testing of your faith. Come on now. He's not trying to exhaust you. He's trying to get you to get to a place that you will learn how to stand regardless. Come on now. When you are crying, standing in the tears, y'all, I've said I was on the patio today and I have to keep myself from crying right now. And I was crying as it was resonating my spirit when he told me to relaunch, because I was thinking like, where do I begin? Come on now, where do I begin? But I'm here to tell you, for those that can connect with me on today, that's rebranding themselves, that's going into a different job industry, that's going into a relationship. Maybe you're going in back into restoration of an old relationship. You're building things, God, that he's told you to do. I'm here to tell you, the Lord is saying, relaunch. This is the season of your relaunch. Let 2024 be your relaunch. And I know that I'm right, because when I went over to John 21, go over to the book of John in your Bible, because immediately when he said it to me last night and I woke up, I immediately thought about John, the book of John. I'm in the Gospels. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Go to John, John 20, the 21st chapter, in verses 4 through 6. I'm going to read them really quick. I told you I'm not even going to be on here long. I'm here to encourage you to go ahead and rebuild that thing again, to go ahead and relaunch. This is your relaunch. It's like your birthday. Today's your birthday. When you listen to this, you're going to be so moved in your spirit. You're going to say, Jasmine, I'm going to relaunch. Dr. Baker, I'm getting ready to relaunch. I'm doing it with a whole heart. I'm doing it with full faith that God is telling me to relaunch and he's going to bless me. He doesn't tell us to do anything that he doesn't have a purpose behind it. Sometimes you will feel exhausted. You'll be at your wit's end and he says, do it again. And you're like, what do you mean do it again? I'm here to tell you, be obedient unto the word of God. Just do it again. Wouldn't you hate to not do it again? And that one act of obedience was the thing that changed everything for you. The thing that changed everything for you. That's why I poured my heart out on today. I said, okay, I'm gonna redo it again. I'm gonna go back onto my podcast. I'm gonna try this thing again. I'm going to relaunch again, and I'm going to see, God, what it is that you're trying to teach me in this. Now go over to John 21. I'm going to read verses 4-6. This is when Jesus appears to the seven disciples. It says, at dawn, the disciples saw Jesus standing on the beach, but they couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Friends, have you caught any fish?" So they're out there fishing. All the disciples are out there fishing. Jesus appears to them. He says, "Hey, have you caught any fish?" They say, "No." "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right-hand side of the boat and you'll get plenty of fish." So they did, and they couldn't draw in the net because there were so many fish. There were so many fish. How many of you know, had they not followed that act of obedience when he said, "Friends, have you caught any fish?" And they said, "No." Then he said, "Throw your net on the other side." He said, or some scriptures say, "Throw your net on the right-hand side of the boat and you'll get plenty of fish." Now, when they did it, it says, so they did. And they couldn't draw in the net because there were so many fish in it. I'm here to tell you on today, this is your relaunch. I'm going to need you guys to trust me on today. Sorry, my nose is running. You'll hear a little sniff inside a podcast, but I'm human just like you. I have emotions just like you. I get discouraged just like you. There's times when you're doing something and you just wonder, God, are you going to touch this thing? Lord, are you going to bless this thing? Am I doing what you called me to do? Because I don't always get people who respond to say, "Hey, you know what? I heard your podcast and it blessed me." So you have to learn how to encourage yourself. But I'm here to tell you on today, if the Lord said this is your relaunch, I'm going to need you to relaunch. I just read the scriptures to you. Come on out there. They were fishing all day and all night and had not caught anything. And then the Lord decides to show up at a specific time in the story. And when he shows up, he tells them, "Cast the net to the right side." He told them, "Look, I'm going to need you to do this." He didn't ask them what you was doing before. He said, "Have you caught any fish?" My question to you is, the relationship working? You know, do you want it to work? Have you caught any fish? Do you want to start the business? Have you caught any profits? I'm here to tell you to throw the net on the right side, because God is getting ready to bless you. Matter of fact, he's already blessed you, but you need to throw your net. Come on now. You need to relaunch again. You need to do it again. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to need you to do it again. I'm here to celebrate with you guys on today. This is your relaunch. I want you guys to go in. I want you guys to follow me. I want you guys to go to Apple Podcasts and I want you to write a review. I want you to go to my YouTube channel, Positive Thinking Podcast. I'm going to release this on there too. I want you to do it again. I want you to relaunch. This is your birthday party. This is your relaunch. This is your coming out party. This is your relaunch. I'm here to tell you that I'm not making this up. The word of God is clear. Read chapter 21, verses 4-6. They were fishing all day, y'all. They hadn't caught anything. You've been toiling at this thing for a long time and no one's bought your book. You've been out here trying to go to these vending places and no one's come to your booth. I'm here to say, do it again. I'm here to say, this is your relaunch. I want you to do it with the same excitement you had when you did it in the very beginning, not when you got discouraged and you begin to just feel just like sat off to the side. I want you to do it like you would do it when you first got it, with that excitement. And I want you to do it again. This is your relaunch, guys. I am wrapping on today. I love you. If this is your first time on Positive Thinking Podcast, I want to say welcome. If this is your second time, I want to say welcome back. But if this is your third time, what are you doing? Go ahead and subscribe. You guys, I love you. I want you to be blessed. And I want you to know you are highly, highly favored. And again, today's topic is your relaunch. I want you guys to stop and relaunch. I want you to do it again. I love you guys. Be blessed and know you are highly, highly favored.
Thank you for listening. We're so glad you joined us on today's episode of Positive Thinking with Mrs. Colorful Day herself, Jasmine Baker. We know you are blessed today, and we'd love to hear about it. Connect with us on Instagram and Facebook at Positive Thinking Podcast. If you'd like to know more about Mrs. Colorful Day and our message at Positive Thinking, go to www.positivethinkingpodcast.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, you are blessed. Now go color your world.